Married at First Sight. Chapter 3859. Grandma, whenever you miss me, just call my mom, and I'll come see you. But I bet we'll be here every day. Auntie's here, and we wouldn't want to miss her. With the new year approaching, Serenity and Zachary were also preparing to move back to the villa. Following tradition, many family members were returning to Wildridge Manor, as set by the old lady. Though everyone usually preferred their homes in the city for convenience, they always came together at the manor for the new year, honoring the family's reunion custom. After the third day, everyone could go wherever they pleased. The old lady had no daughters of her own, so she cherished this time to be with her family. On the second day of the new year, when most married daughters returned to their parents' homes, she often visited her daughters-in-law's families, delighting in their lively reunions. "All right," the old lady chuckled, "if I miss you, I'll call your mom to bring you over. Or maybe I'll come to your house for dinner, is that okay?" Sunny's eyes lit up. "Grandma, let's go now. Pack up, and come stay at my house for a few days." Everyone laughed, especially the old lady, who hugged Sunny and called him her sweetheart. After exchanging warm goodbyes, Serenity and Zachary saw Liberty, Sunny, and Duncan off. "Saren, no need to see us out in the cold. Go back and get some rest," Liberty urged, halting Serenity on the front steps. Serenity watched as Sunny and Liberty climbed into the car. "Auntie, goodbye." Sunny stuck his head out of the car window, waving cheerfully. "Sunny, make sure you listen to your mom," Serenity called back. Sunny nodded, pulled his head back inside, and cozied up between Liberty and Duncan, feeling safe and content. In Sunny's eyes, Duncan was like a second father now. Sitting with his mom and Duncan filled him with happiness. He hugged Liberty, then climbed onto Duncan's lap, snuggling in and calling him Uncle Duncan with a soft, affectionate tone that softened Duncan's rough exterior. Duncan hugged him and gave him a kiss, but Sunny immediately laughed and complained about his prickly beard. Laughter filled the car as they drove home. After over an hour, they arrived. Just as they settled in, Duncan's phone rang. It was his mom, Mrs. Lewis. "Duncan," Mrs. Lewis began, "Liberty came back with you, right? When will you bring her and Sunny to our house? New Year's nearly here, and we'd love to celebrate with them." Duncan replied, "Mom, we just picked up Sunny from Wildridge Manor. We'll rest here a bit before heading over. We're also planning to visit the Stone family." Liberty's aunt, Audrey, was part of the Stone family, and with Liberty back in town, visiting them was a priority not only for family but also to discuss important matters about the Farrell family in Jensburg. Audrey and her relatives had returned to Wiltspoon before Liberty, and Mr. Jimenez was staying with them for care, so Liberty wanted to visit him as well. Mrs. Lewis paused, then added with a hint of excitement, "That's all wonderful. But what about your news with Liberty?" Chapter 3860. Duncan glanced at Liberty and replied, "I think I can make it to the Civil Affairs Bureau tomorrow to handle the paperwork. Liberty hasn't mentioned her availability, but I believe tomorrow should work." Mrs. Lewis responded, "Try to go tomorrow. The bureau will close for the new year, and we don't want any delays. Once it's done, I'll have you review the betrothal gifts. If you're satisfied, I'll send them to Liberty's family. I've also had someone pick out several auspicious wedding dates, but you'll need to discuss them with Audrey and Serenity to choose a date that suits Liberty's schedule and family needs." Mrs. Lewis understood how much Liberty was managing. As the eldest daughter and sister, Liberty had always carried a heavy load, first raising her younger sister and now taking on the responsibilities of the Farrell family. It pained Mrs. Lewis to see Liberty shoulder such stress. She wished Liberty could focus solely on her restaurant, but as the eldest sibling, Liberty's sense of duty was undeniable. Duncan nodded gently, "Mom, let's go over all this when we get back. I know time's tight, but I want the wedding with Liberty to be as grand as Zachary and Serenity's was." "Absolutely," Mrs. Lewis assured him. Liberty will have everything Serenity did. She'll be treated with love and respect, and we'll make sure she doesn't face any hardships with us." She was genuinely overjoyed that her youngest son, about to turn 37, had finally found love. She'd once hesitated, believing in traditional well-matched marriages, but after everything her family had been through, she now understood that happiness mattered most. "Well, let's discuss it when you get back. Hurry up, I miss Sunny so much," Mrs. Lewis said warmly. Though Sunny wasn't her biological grandson, Mrs. Lewis adored him as if he were. Sunny was charming, kind, and affectionate, and her entire family cherished him. For Liberty's peace of mind, they went out of their way to show her that Sunny would be embraced by the Lewis family. Duncan chuckled, "Mom, I know you're really just excited to see Sunny. When he's around, I'm basically invisible." "Exactly," she laughed, "Sunny's just so much cuter than you. Now bring him home quickly, I can't wait to see him." Sunny had recently spent over 10 days in Annenberg, and Mrs. Lewis genuinely missed having him around. She and Duncan ended the call, and Liberty turned to him with a gentle question. "Was that your mom calling?" "Yeah," Duncan replied. "She was asking when we'd be back. I told her we'd come after you've had a chance to rest, probably just in time for dinner. Is that all right?" Duncan watched Liberty closely, hoping she didn't mind him making these plans on her behalf. Liberty simply smiled and replied softly, "Of course, that's fine. I'm not tired, so let's go as planned." Chapter 3861. Liberty hesitated. "We just got back, and I haven't prepared any gifts. It'd feel wrong to show up empty-handed at your family's place." She thought for a moment. "Let me see if I have anything here that could work as gifts. I think I have some nutritional supplements. I'll bring those for your parents. Then, maybe I'll pick up some small gifts for your nieces and nephews. As for your sisters-in-law, I could give them some jewelry and skincare products I haven't used yet." Liberty had received plenty of jewelry and skincare items over time, mostly gifts from her sister Serenity, her aunt Audrey, and her cousin Elisa. She hardly bought any for herself. The jewelry she wore now, along with most of her skincare products and clothes, had come from Duncan. Whenever she tried to refuse, he would insist it was a sign of her accepting his love, so she'd reluctantly agreed to keep them. As she spoke, Liberty began gathering the supplements from her cabinet. She had a lot after Serenity became pregnant. People sent her various nutritional gifts, and she'd shared them with Liberty. But after working hard to regain her slim figure, Liberty was careful with her diet, only occasionally having a little. "Mom, are we going to Uncle Duncan's house?" Sunny asked eagerly. "I can get gifts ready for my cousins. I have lots of new toys and dolls I could give them. The dolls can go to the girls, and I'll give the boys some of my toys." Sunny already understood that his cousins liked different things, and he was excited to share. During past visits, he'd noticed the girls had many dolls in their rooms and knew they'd love his gifts. Duncan chuckled, watching Liberty and Sunny bustle about. "You two are already on it. Honestly, Liberty, you don't need to bring anything. Soon we'll be family, and every time you come, bringing gifts feels a bit formal. Just come like it's your own home. My family has everything we need, and if you bring too much, my parents will feel the need to comment on it." Duncan walked over to Liberty, steadying himself against the cabinet. "My brothers don't need anything. For my sisters-in-law, if you really want, just bring some skincare products. Jewelry isn't necessary, they have so much they could start their own store. And honestly, you and Sunny coming over is more than enough. If you bring gifts, we'll end up needing two cars just to carry everything back." Still, Liberty continued packing. "We're close to becoming family, but we aren't there yet. I haven't visited in a while, and it feels only right to bring something." Sunny scampered upstairs, determined to gather the toys and dolls he'd chosen for his cousins. Duncan added, smiling, "Trust me, Liberty, My mom will be thrilled just to see you and Sonny. She's been saying how much she misses him. He went off to FC Manor with Serenity after winter break and only just got back. Liberty smiled. He's been talking non-stop about playing with Titus. It's a shame Titus can't visit more often. He only comes back during longer breaks, like winter or summer. Chapter 3862. The kids are having such a good time, let's let them play for a while, Liberty said with a smile. Liberty knew that once she married into the Lewis family, Sonny would be living with her there, too. She'd be seeing Mrs. Lewis every day, so there was no rush. For now, she was more than happy to let Sonny enjoy his time with friends. Exactly, Duncan agreed. They won't see each other again until summer break. And by then, Serenity might just be recovering from her confinement, so traveling with Sonny may not be ideal. If I'm available, I'll take him to visit, or we could invite Titus to Wiltspoon to spend some time here. Liberty nodded thoughtfully. If Titus comes to visit us, I worry about his safety. We don't have the same kind of protection for him here as he does at home in Annenberg. His uncles have put a top-notch security network in place there, keeping Titus safe and his enemies far away. I don't think we could provide that kind of shield here. She understood that, as the only surviving member of his family, Titus was vulnerable. He was alive today thanks to the sacrifices of his caretakers, and his guardians had worked hard to let him live freely and have a normal childhood. But Liberty knew that behind that freedom, there was constant, invisible protection. Pulling him away from that shield, even for a visit, felt like a risk too great to take. True, Duncan said after a pause. In that case, we'll go with Sonny to see the Johnson family. But would Sonny and Titus playing together make Sonny a target for Titus's enemies? Liberty asked, voicing her concern. Sonny's life has been quiet so far. Serenity has been careful to protect him since marrying into the York family. Thankfully, Sonny's just her nephew and hasn't had to deal with too much exposure, she added. The media is respectful, and even when he's occasionally seen, they rarely publish photos of him. His school is also one of the most secure in the city. Duncan nodded, understanding her worry. I know, but even if Titus's enemies knew about Sonny, they wouldn't act recklessly. Sonny has some of the city's most powerful families behind him. I don't think anyone would want to challenge that. Liberty hummed in agreement. You're right. Besides, Sonny and I aren't the same vulnerable mother and child we were 2 years ago. Anyone trying to cause us trouble would have to think twice. After a moment, she continued, I think Zachary hopes that Sonny and Titus will grow up close and stay lifelong friends. The Johnson family seems to want that, too. It could be really good for both of them. Making friends with the powerful allies surrounding Titus wasn't something many could easily achieve. But for Sonny, this friendship was different. It meant connections with a formidable network of mentors and protectors that went beyond even Lillian's generation. These were people whose power and influence were so profound that not even the well-connected Butcham family fully understood the extent of it. Chapter 3863. Mom, Mom. Sonny called out from the stairs. Liberty and Duncan looked up, their attention immediately on him. What's wrong? Liberty asked, a note of concern in her voice. I can't carry all these toys by myself. Can you come up and help me? Sonny asked, his hands full. Liberty smiled warmly. Sure, honey. Just make sure you've picked out all the gifts for your cousins first. I already did. Sonny replied with a grin. Turning to Duncan, Liberty said, I'll go help him with the rest. Duncan nodded. Go ahead. Liberty's household staff included a few nannies who helped keep the place tidy and looked after Sonny when needed. While they usually rotated their shifts, only two had stayed through the New Year season, as the others had gone home to be with their families. Liberty hadn't informed the nannies she'd be back that day, figuring she'd message them later. For now, Sonny just needed a little help. A few minutes later, Liberty and Sunny came down the stairs, arms loaded with toys Sunny had carefully chosen as gifts for his cousins in the Lewis family. His collection was so vast that some toys were still in their original packaging, perfect to share with his cousins. Duncan, who was busy packing the snacks and health supplements Liberty had brought along, looked at them and chuckled. Anyone who didn't know might think you two were moving out. He grinned at Sunny. You know, most of your cousins are older, they don't really play with toys anymore. They're a little too grown up for that. You're the only one who really needs gifts. But Sunny shook his head, determined. I peeked into my sister's room and saw tons of dolls. She likes them. I'm not really into dolls, but I have lots of nice ones in my room. They'll be perfect for my sisters, and I'll have more space for the toys you just got me, Uncle Duncan. Duncan laughed, caught off guard by Sunny's logic. Sunny added proudly, I want to give gifts to my cousins because even if they don't love the toys, they'll still be happy I thought of them. And when they're happy, they'll like me even more. Duncan chuckled. Trust me, Sunny, just being there is enough, they already adore you. They're excited whenever you visit. It was true. The youngest of the Lewis cousins was 10, and it had been a decade since there was a little one in the family. Sunny, a bright, lovable 3-year-old, was a welcome surprise. Every time he visited, he barely had to walk because his cousins were always taking turns carrying him around. Of course, Sunny had to endure a lot of affection, with his cousins showering him with hugs and kisses. Sunny would joke afterward that by the time he came home, he'd be covered in cousin kisses, but he didn't mind, he even got back at them by giving his own little revenge kisses. Sunny puffed up his chest playfully. See? Everyone loves me. Flowers bloom when they see me. Liberty tapped his forehead affectionately. Yes, yes, Mr. Popular, flowers bloom when they see you, and maybe even a car or two gets a flat tire for good luck. Now, help us move these things to the car so we can head to your Uncle Duncan's. We're having dinner there tonight. Yes, Mom. Sunny chimed, immediately gathering his gifts to take to the car. Duncan called his two bodyguards over to help with the haul. Between Sunny and Liberty, they had packed enough gifts to fill the entire car. When they pulled up at the Lewis mansion, Mrs. Lewis was already waiting on the steps, her smile warm and welcoming. Chapter 3864. As soon as the car stopped, Mrs. Lewis came over, smiling as she opened the door. Sunny. Her face lit up as she reached in to lift him out of the car. Auntie. Liberty greeted warmly. Liberty, welcome back, Mrs. Lewis said, still beaming as she hugged Sunny close. She held his hand as they walked toward the house. Did you have fun with your auntie, Sunny? She asked. Yes, I had lots of fun. Grandma, did you miss me? Sunny replied with a grin. Mrs. Lewis chuckled, her eyes soft with affection. Of course, Sunny. I missed you so much. As soon as I heard you were back, I called your Uncle Duncan right away and told him to bring you over. I've prepared all your favorite foods, drinks, and plenty of new toys. I even called your cousins, so they'll be here soon to play with you. It's going to be lively, you won't feel lonely at all. Her youngest grandson, Rocco, the youngest child of Duncan's third brother, was especially eager for Sunny's visit. At almost 11, Rocco adored Sunny and often bragged to his friends about his adorable little cousin. Ever since he'd learned that Sunny would soon officially be part of the family, he couldn't wait to show off his cousin. If it weren't for winter break, Mrs. Lewis was sure Rocco would have tried to smuggle Sunny into school in his oversized backpack. Sunny's here. Mr. Lewis called out, coming out of the house to greet them with a warm smile. He reached over, ready to scoop Sunny up, but Mrs. Lewis playfully dodged his hands. Hold on, I just got my turn, she teased. But I haven't held him yet. Mr. Lewis protested with a grin. He's grown a bit since last time, and you'll get tired. Let me take over strongman here. Still, Mrs. Lewis held Sonny tight, laughing as they hurried inside with Sonny between them, both reluctant to let him go. Watching the scene unfold, Duncan turned to Liberty with a laugh. "Look at them, they're so wrapped up in Sonny. Mom swooped him up before he even had a chance to step out of the car. She didn't even glance my way." He chuckled, "It's like I've been replaced." Liberty smiled softly. "They haven't seen him in a while. He really brings them joy." She knew, though, that Mr. and Mrs. Lewis were making a point. By showering Sonny with love, they were showing Liberty she could feel secure about joining their family. Although Sonny wasn't their biological grandson, the Lewis family embraced him fully and treated him as their own. The affection Mrs. and Mr. Lewis showed was not just genuine, it was reassuring. Liberty could see how much they cherished their son, Duncan, and how deeply they wanted his happiness. Since Duncan's heart was firmly set on her, they had chosen to welcome Liberty and Sonny with open arms, without reservations. Liberty felt a surge of gratitude. After her painful divorce, she had once doubted she'd ever want to remarry, fearing another heartbreak and unsure of how a new marriage would impact Sonny. But the Lewis family's acceptance and love had erased her doubts, giving her peace of mind and a renewed sense of hope for a happy future with Duncan. Chapter 3865. My mom sees Sonny every day, and she still adores him. We don't have any young kids in the family, so Sonny's like a breath of fresh air. He's adorable, so polite, and easy to love. Duncan had others help move the things Liberty brought into the house. He didn't need the wheelchair this time. With the bodyguard's support, he managed the stairs, and then, with Liberty by his side, walked slowly into the house. I liked Sonny the first time I met him. Honestly, I was never a fan of kids, they're too noisy. My nieces and nephews would cry and fuss, and I just found it all exhausting. But Sonny? He changed that. Hearing him call me Uncle Duncan in that sweet, little voice, it melted my heart. Duncan spoke from the heart, he had a real soft spot for Sonny. Liberty added, back when Hank and I split up, Sonny could barely talk. I never thought he'd become such a little charmer. He used to only stick to Saren and me, and he'd frown if anyone else tried to hold him. Now he's like a little social butterfly, chatting up everyone and winning them over. That's just who he is. A couple of years ago, he was still finding his voice. Now he's confident and outgoing, and that makes him likable. Give him a compliment, and he'll puff up like a little peacock. But we have to be careful not to spoil him too much. Duncan glanced at her, a soft trust in his eyes. We have you and Serenity to keep him grounded. You both balance things out so well with Sonny. Everyone loves him, but I'm not worried about him being spoiled with you guiding him. Liberty laughed, oh, so my sister's the bad cop, and you're the good cop. Duncan grinned. Sonny's got charm, and that's his superpower. Liberty rolled her eyes, smiling. The grand hall of the main house was bustling with people. Besides Duncan's parents, there were his three brothers, their wives, a bunch of nieces and nephews, and a few close relatives, like his uncles and aunts. Surprised by the crowd, Liberty whispered, "You didn't tell me there'd be this many people." Duncan replied, "It's not that many, just our family and a few relatives. They wanted to be here." Liberty's visit had a deeper significance. To show how much Liberty meant to him, Mr. Lewis had asked the whole family and a few close relatives to come. When Duncan and Liberty got married, they planned to invite the family and celebrate with close friends that same day. Duncan, sensing Liberty might feel overwhelmed, whispered, "Don't worry, they're all great people." "I'm not worried," she replied confidently. Liberty had seen enough of life's highs and lows to handle any situation. She wasn't intimidated, just taken aback by how many people had shown up to share a meal with them. Duncan took her hand. "We'll be family soon, and they'll all treat you well. I'm here for you, no matter what." Liberty smiled, "I'm here for myself too." She was no longer the woman who depended on someone else. Even though Duncan wasn't like Hank, she wasn't about to lose her independence. She believed in standing strong on her own. With a gentle smile, Duncan leaned in and stole a quick kiss on her cheek. In that case, I'll rely on you. Chapter 3866. Liberty would one day be head of the Farrell family, and Duncan marrying her gave them both strength and support. It made sense they were a team. With a smile, Liberty added, "We'll rely on each other, trust each other, and move forward together." Duncan nodded, "Exactly." When Mrs. Lewis brought Sonny into the room, everyone doted on him. Rocco squeezed in next to Mrs. Lewis, reached out, and pinched Sonny's cheek, grinning. Sonny's cheeks are so squishy. They feel great to pinch. Sonny blinked in surprise but pinched Rocco's face right back. Brother Rocco's cheeks are nice to pinch too. Rocco laughed, "Ah, mine feels a little rough. Kids have the best skin." He was about to pinch Sonny again, but Mrs. Lewis swatted his hand away, scolding him gently, "Stop pinching, or you'll hurt Sonny. When I was Sonny's age, my brothers and sisters would pinch my face all the time, saying how soft it was," Rocco complained. "Grandma, you never stopped them. Now that I finally have a little cousin, you're all protective. You love Sonny more than me." Mrs. Lewis chuckled, "You're a troublemaker now, always getting into things like a little monkey. I get a headache just seeing you." It was true at his age, Rocco was quite the handful. He loved taking things apart, from appliances to even doors, but he rarely put anything back together. They often had to call repairmen or even buy replacements because of his tinkering. And when he was home, even the family's pets would hide, sensing that Rocco would pet them relentlessly. Only Duncan, his stern fourth uncle with the scarred face, could still get Rocco to behave. Mrs. Lewis shooed him away, "Don't corrupt Sonny with your antics." Rocco protested, "Grandma, before Sonny came, you told me over and over to look out for him, play with him, protect him, and treat him like my little brother. Now you won't even let me spend time with him." Determined, Rocco took Sonny's hand. "Come in, Sonny, let's go play. It's boring here, and we don't understand all the grown-up talk." Mrs. Lewis sighed and finally let them go. Rocco's mother quickly warned him, "Rocco, you better be careful with Sonny. Don't let him fall, don't take him near water, and definitely no climbing trees. If Sonny even loses a hair, you'll be in big trouble." "Mom, I got it," Rocco replied with a hint of impatience, then tugged Sonny along. Before they went outside, Sonny turned back. "Mom, Uncle Duncan, Brother Rocco, and I are going to play outside." Though Rocco could be mischievous, he was polite and respectful, greeting Liberty as fourth aunt and Duncan as uncle. Around Duncan, especially, he behaved his best. Chapter 3867. Liberty felt a bit shy when Rocco called her fourth aunt, but she quickly responded with a warm smile, then turned to the kids. "Sonny, make sure to listen to Rocco, okay?" Rocco nodded confidently, "Don't worry, fourth aunt. I've got Sonny covered." Duncan also gave them a few reminders before letting the boys run off to play. When Liberty and Duncan walked into the house, everyone greeted them with warm smiles. The sight of Duncan and Liberty together happy, close, and full of love moved the Lewis family deeply. They'd once thought Duncan might stay a bachelor forever. They never expected he'd fall for Liberty, the sister-in-law of his best friend Zachary, or that she'd be a divorced woman. Initially, the older family members had resisted the match, but Duncan never wavered. He was determined to be with Liberty, and after plenty of challenges, they finally reached this point. It hadn't been easy. Liberty greeted everyone graciously. She was familiar with Duncan's extended family and knew they were wealthy in their own right. Mrs. Lewis's family was especially well off, though not quite on the same level as the Lewis family itself. After Serenity married into the York family and Audrey officially welcomed the two sisters into her life, Liberty had often attended high society events. Alongside Audrey, she'd met many influential women and made connections. At first, some may have looked down on Liberty, but Audrey and Serenity's status ensured they were respectful. Now, with Liberty's connection to the Farrell family and her future role as its head, people genuinely wanted to build relationships with her. Some in Wiltspoon remarked that it wasn't surprising Serenity and Liberty both married into wealth given their aristocratic roots. They had faced hardship only because of past family misfortune. Yet the warmth from the Lewis family wasn't about Liberty's ties to the Farrell family. They welcomed her wholeheartedly because she was Duncan's love, his rock, and essential to his full recovery. This couple was set to marry, and as family, they wanted to support Liberty in every way. The household staff busily unpacked the gifts Liberty brought. Mrs. Lewis turned to her with a smile, "You didn't have to bring so much, dear. We're family, there's no need to go out of your way." Liberty chuckled, "Auntie, I didn't spend anything. These supplements were just things from home, and the toys were Sonny's idea gifts he wanted to give to his cousins. The supplements were gifts from Serenity, Audrey, and even Jasmine, so she genuinely hadn't needed to buy a thing." Mrs. Lewis's face softened. Sonny even thought to bring gifts for his cousins. She picked up a doll with Big Sister written in Sonny's handwriting. It was intended for her eldest granddaughter. Sonny's handwriting is impressive for his age. Liberty noticed her son's neat writing and smiled proudly. Sonny's been practicing with Titus every day at FC Manor, copying books and working on his penmanship. It's helped his handwriting improve a lot. Though Liberty didn't push Sonny to write too much at his age, she was careful to keep it light so he wouldn't strain his hands or affect the development of his little fingers. Chapter 3868. Liberty encouraged Sonny's interest in writing and drawing. At 4 years old, he couldn't sit still for long. He'd write or draw a bit, then run off to play. Given his young age, his short writing sessions weren't a concern for Liberty, she knew they wouldn't affect his fingers. During his recent stay at FC Manor, Sonny had been practicing alongside Titus, copying medicine books. With Titus as a buddy, Sonny's handwriting had noticeably improved in just a few days. Mrs. Lewis smiled thoughtfully. "I've heard Titus is exceptionally bright, with a memory like a camera." Though she hadn't met Titus, Mrs. Lewis knew he was Jane's adopted son, rumored to be incredibly intelligent. In Wiltspoon's elite circles, most people weren't familiar with Titus since the Johnson family kept him protected. Only those close to Zachary's family knew of him. Liberty nodded. "Titus is brilliant. Saren mentioned he has a photographic memory, but I haven't tested it myself." Mrs. Lewis chuckled. "Next time Titus visits Wiltspoon, invite him over. Rocco would love to meet him and it'll keep him from constantly bragging about being the smartest kid in town." Everyone laughed, knowing how confident Rocco was. His big personality came with a bit of narcissism. He proudly considered himself the brightest child in Wiltspoon. "Rocco's got thick skin, I'll give him that," Mrs. Lewis's daughter chimed in, smiling. "He calls himself a child prodigy, but there are plenty of kids out there just as smart. Sure, he ranks first in his school every time, but someday he'll see that there's always someone more talented." Liberty knew Rocco attended the top elementary school in Wiltspoon. Many parents went to great lengths, pulling strings to get their kids admitted there. Scoring first every time in such a competitive school was no small feat. Rocco was indeed sharp. Their laughter filled the room again, a warmth shared among families. After a while, Mrs. Lewis took out a red paper with several auspicious dates carefully noted on it. She handed it to Liberty, saying, "Liberty, Duncan, I asked someone to find a few lucky dates based on your birth dates. Take a look and decide which date you'd like for the wedding. Also, I wanted to show you the betrothal gifts list." Mrs. Lewis added, "I've already shared it with your Aunt Audrey, old Mrs. York, and Serenity, and they're all pleased with it." The Lewis family had prepared a generous dowry worth hundreds of millions, including properties, luxury cars, retail shops, gold, silver, and a considerable amount of cash. Duncan personally contributed a large portion, while his parents matched the gift to what they'd given for their first three daughters-in-law. Duncan's brother and sister-in-law also added to the gift, making it a substantial gesture. Even the prestigious old Mrs. York approved, and both Audrey and Serenity were fully supportive. "These properties and shops haven't been transferred to your name yet," Mrs. Lewis continued. "Once the new year begins and offices reopen, you and Duncan can handle the transfer paperwork. Due to Liberty's extended stay in Jensburg, transferring the properties earlier hadn't been practical." Liberty took the red paper with the auspicious dates and reviewed the list of gifts. Content, she handed the paper with the dates to Duncan. "Here, Duncan, take a look at these dates." Chapter 3869. Liberty reviewed the dates Mrs. Lewis had chosen, with the soonest option being the 10th day of the first lunar month, only 2 weeks away. The latest was in early autumn. While she was leaning toward the autumn date, thinking it would give her sister Serenity time to recover after giving birth and allow Liberty to wrap up matters in Jensburg, she left the final choice to Duncan. After looking over the options, Duncan turned to his parents and said, "Mom, Dad, I think the early autumn date is best. Let's plan for then." Liberty felt a bit surprised. She had expected him to want to marry sooner. But she quickly realized that Duncan had his reasons. He'd once told her he wanted to wait until he was fully recovered and able to walk without assistance for their wedding. By early autumn, she believed he'd reach his goal. His recovery was already impressive. His doctors had even noted he was progressing faster than expected, thanks to his dedication to rehab and tireless determination. Mrs. Lewis and the rest of the family hadn't expected him to pick a date so far off. They assumed Duncan would be eager to wed Liberty after all they had been through. Yet, here he was, calmly choosing a date months away. Duncan explained, "It's not that the other dates aren't good, but Serenity hasn't had her baby yet. She's pregnant, and I don't want her to be uncomfortable attending our wedding. By early autumn, she'll have given birth and be back on her feet, able to be part of this big day for Liberty and me. Liberty and her sister have been each other's support for over a decade. I know Liberty wants her sister by her side on our wedding day, and I want that for her too." Hearing his thoughtfulness, Liberty squeezed Duncan's hand and said gratefully, "Thank you, Duncan, for considering me and Saren like this." Duncan gazed back at her warmly. "I've waited this long. I don't mind waiting a bit longer if it means I can stand beside you, holding your hand as we walk down the aisle together. I want to be fully recovered by our wedding, not in a wheelchair. In the meantime, they'd get their marriage certificate, making them legally married." Duncan reminded Liberty that it was common to hold the wedding later, like Zachary and Serenity had done. Mrs. Lewis exchanged a smile with her husband and nodded. "If you both agree on early autumn, then we'll plan for that. It'll give us plenty of time to make sure everything's perfect." Then Mrs. Lewis turned to Duncan, "Do we need to reorder Liberty's wedding dress? I know you'd already had it custom made for her." Duncan reassured her, "No need to reorder. The dress is still being crafted, so they can adjust it for Liberty's size as needed." Chapter 3870. Duncan had gone all out to make Liberty's wedding dress special, hiring a renowned designer who'd also crafted gowns for Serenity and Jasmine, both of whom looked stunning on their wedding days. Encouraged by Zachary and Josh's recommendations, he had chosen the same designer to create a one-of-a-kind gown for Liberty. As Liberty looked at him, surprise flickered in her eyes. She hadn't known Duncan was having a wedding dress custom made for her. But of course, he knew her size. After all, he'd held her often enough to have a keen eye for these details, and if needed, he could easily ask Serenity for specifics on Liberty's style and preferences. Duncan met her gaze and explained softly, "After you agreed to get our marriage certificate before the new year, I reached out to the designer recommended by Zachary and Josh. I got your measurements from Saren, but I also measured for accuracy myself to make sure it was perfect. I wanted you to have a wedding dress like the ones Zachary and Josh gifted their wives. Liberty, I've promised you, if there's something worth having, you'll have it too. And if I can make it unique just for you, I will." Duncan had witnessed how Zachary and Josh showered love on their wives in countless thoughtful ways. Seeing their happiness together had only inspired him to go all out for liberty. Yet, no instruction manual was needed, his devotion came naturally. Loving Liberty made him want to give her everything, even the stars and the moon if he could. He'd sworn to both Audrey and Serenity that no matter what, he would care for Liberty. If she agreed to marry him, he'd spend his life making her happy. And even if she didn't, he would still protect her always. Audrey trusted him, and Serenity, too, felt assured leaving her beloved sister in his hands. Liberty leaned against his shoulder, her voice warm with gratitude. "Duncan, thank you for all you're doing for me." He held her close, responding gently, "You're my everything. I only want the best for you." From across the room came the exaggerated sound of someone clicking their tongue in mock exasperation. The third young master of the Lewis family grinned at them. "I've known Duncan for over 30 years, always thought he was a rough, no-nonsense type who'd be clueless about romance. But here he is, spouting the sweetest words. Tisk, too sweet. If I listen any longer, I..." Mrs. Lewis gave her third son a hard look, and his wife pinched his arm, smothering his teasing with a laugh. Mrs. Lewis shook her head with a smile, defending Duncan. "My son isn't just throwing out romantic lines. He's being sincere." Turning to her third son, she teased him back, "Maybe you could take a lesson or two. It's a wonder your wife puts up with you." The third young master of the Lewis family shrugged, feigning innocence, but his playful grin gave him away. It was clear among this family, humor, love, and loyalty ran deep. Chapter 3871. After a light-hearted moment with her third son, Mrs. Lewis turned her attention back to Duncan and Liberty. With a warm smile, she asked, "Duncan, Liberty, when do you plan on getting the marriage certificate?" "Tomorrow, perhaps? The Civil Affairs Bureau will be closing soon for the holiday, so it'd be ideal to get it done within the next 2 days." Getting the marriage certificate would give Duncan peace of mind, knowing they'd be legally married even if they waited to have the wedding. For Mrs. Lewis, the marriage certificate also meant that Duncan could finally enjoy a home filled with love, and she hoped a grandchild on the way by the time the wedding arrived. While Mrs. Lewis would be overjoyed if Liberty chose to have a child with Duncan, she also respected her wishes. After all, she'd seen how well Duncan treated Sonny, and Sonny, being raised with good values, would likely support Duncan in his old age. But secretly, Mrs. Lewis did hope Liberty might consider it. Duncan gently nudged Liberty to respond, and she answered easily, "Tomorrow works for us. We'll go to the Civil Affairs Bureau in the morning, have lunch together, and then go to my aunt's for dinner. My aunt and Grandpa Jimenez have been asking when we'll come over." Mrs. Lewis beamed. "Wonderful," she replied. "We'll have a family dinner tomorrow to celebrate, so everyone can meet you." With that, she turned to her husband and asked him to retrieve a red brocade box from her dressing table upstairs. When he returned, Mrs. Lewis carefully opened the box, revealing an exquisite set of jade jewelry. The deep green jade was of the finest quality, a true treasure meant for special occasions. "This set is my wedding gift to you, Liberty," Mrs. Lewis said, holding out the box. Even though the wedding itself is a few months away, getting the marriage certificate is a huge milestone, and we want to honor it. "Tomorrow, we'll host a family dinner to officially introduce you to our friends and relatives. I gave each of my daughters-in-law a set of jade jewelry when they joined the family," she continued with a smile. "Your eldest sister-in-law set is a bit more elaborate, as she's the eldest. But yours, like the other two, is equally meaningful and given with love." She handed the jewelry box to Liberty, who looked to Duncan, hesitant. He nodded, reassuring her. "It's tradition in our family, so please accept it. Mom did this for my sister's-in-law as well." In truth, Duncan knew that his mother's jewelry collection was vast. She had always been generous with her daughters-in-law and granddaughters, showering them with beautiful pieces she'd collected over the years. Although Duncan hadn't received any heirlooms himself, at least not until marriage, he remembered his mother's words clearly. She had set aside her most precious pieces for her daughters-in-law and granddaughters, as she never had a daughter of her own. Liberty smiled, her heart full of gratitude. She accepted the box, understanding that it was more than a gift, it was a heartfelt welcome into the Lewis family. Chapter 3872. Although her daughters-in-law weren't born to her, Mrs. Lewis treated each one with the love of a mother. As long as they joined the Lewis family, supported their husbands, and brought children into the family, she would cherish them as daughters. She gifted each daughter-in-law some treasured jewelry, intending these pieces would one day be passed on to her grandchildren. The in-laws of the Lewis family were wealthy in their own right, and each daughter-in-law brought a considerable dowry. Jewelry wasn't something they lacked, but they still cherished Mrs. Lewis's gifts and promised to hand them down within the family. The young wives of the Lewis family had already begun collecting jewelry for their own daughters, embracing a family culture that treated all children equally, regardless of gender. Mrs. Lewis had a special fondness for her granddaughters, having had only sons herself. She'd once worried the Lewis home would become too much like the York household, where sons far outnumbered daughters. Fortunately, her family was balanced with granddaughters and grandsons alike, 4 grandsons and 3 granddaughters. As for Duncan, whether he and Liberty would have a child was still unknown, but Mrs. Lewis secretly hoped for a granddaughter with Liberty's gentle features rather than Duncan's rugged look. Liberty accepted the set of jade jewelry from Mrs. Lewis with a heartfelt, "Thank you, Mom." Mrs. Lewis beamed. "No need to thank me. These are for you, after all." Following Mrs. Lewis's gift, Duncan's aunts and sisters-in-law each presented Liberty with gifts as well. She hadn't expected to receive so many gifts at a simple family dinner, but turning them down would seem ungrateful. So, with a warm smile, she accepted them all graciously. Even Sonny received gifts from the family when he returned from playing with Rocco, who was just as energetic and mischievous as ever. After dinner, Liberty, along with Sonny, Rocco, and Duncan, went out for a walk. The moment the two boys were out of the house, they tore off like wild horses, quickly disappearing around the corner. Watching them, Liberty laughed. "Now I understand why Mom and third sister-in-law are always worried about Rocco. He's a little whirlwind. No wonder Sonny talks about him so much. Rocco's even more of a handful than his uncle Rowan." Rowan, soon to be preparing for college, had matured significantly. While he still had his spirited moments and loved taking Sonny on little adventures, he was mostly a responsible companion, even something of a protective nanny to Sonny. Rocco, on the other hand, was at the perfect age for constant play. Whenever he took Sonny with him, he would go full speed climbing, running, never slowing down. Duncan chuckled. "Sonny's still young. Kids should have the freedom to just enjoy themselves while they can. Once he starts school, he'll have a lot more on his plate, and he might not be able to play as freely as he does now." Duncan knew that as smart as Sonny was, his academic path would inevitably add pressures and responsibilities. In time, he'd come to understand the demands of learning, but Duncan also believed in the value of a joyful, carefree childhood, a foundation that would help Sonny thrive in whatever future challenges lay ahead. Chapter 3873. Though Sonny has the support of several powerful families, everyone hopes he'll eventually succeed on his own so he can stand strong without relying on others. Duncan hadn't given much thought to Sonny's future studies, but he knew Liberty had high hopes for her son, and Serenity, as his aunt, was dedicated to guiding and nurturing him. Sonny may only be in kindergarten, but he's already started learning piano, chess, poetry, and painting. For now, it's about laying a good foundation and sparking his curiosity. Since he's still young, Liberty and Serenity want him to enjoy his childhood, especially during summer and winter breaks. When it's time to study, he studies hard, and when it's time to play, he plays just as hard. Liberty nodded thoughtfully. "While he's still young, let's give him a few more years of freedom. Once things are settled in Jensburg, we'll look at moving Sunny there for school. I just don't know if he'll want to go. If Sunny wasn't keen on leaving his family in Wiltspoon, Liberty knew they could always keep him there. Serenity, Audrey, and the Lewis family would help take care of him, putting Liberty's mind at ease. Yet, being so young, long-term separation could be hard on him. Moving Sunny to Jensburg meant uprooting him from his familiar world, surrounded by loved ones. The transition would be a challenge. The distant laughter of Sunny and Rocco drifted through the air, filling the space with joy. Duncan looked around, unable to spot them, but hearing their laughter was enough. When the time comes, we'll ask Sunny what he wants, Liberty said. If he chooses Jensburg, he'll go, if he wants to stay, he'll stay. After New Year's, you might end up going to Jensburg alone, and Sunny and I might stay in Wiltspoon. Duncan looked down with a hint of guilt, patting his leg. Even though I can walk now, I'm not fully there yet. If I walk too far, the pain is unbearable, and I have to stop. I still need rehab, but by the second half of the year, I should be back to normal. He added, I know I'm limited right now, but I can stay here, look after Sunny, and keep him safe so you can focus on your work in Jensburg. No matter what happens, you'll have our support. Duncan wanted nothing more than to move with Liberty to Jensburg. When she took over the Farrell family, he'd change his surname to Farrell too, becoming part of her family. All he cared about was being by her side. But with his physical limitations, he knew he'd only make things harder for her there. He reluctantly accepted that they'd be living in different cities, at least for now. Duncan, this is my responsibility, and I'm ready for it, Liberty replied, her tone firm. My aunt entrusted this to me, and I believe I can handle it. Don't blame yourself. Just focus on getting better, that's all I need. We have our whole lives ahead of us. After New Year's, I'll talk to Sunny and see how he feels about moving. Duncan nodded in agreement. Though Sunny was still young, Liberty and Duncan wanted to respect his feelings and let him choose his own path, not push him into anything he wasn't ready for. Chapter 3874. After the new year, Liberty knew she'd be swamped with work. Even if she brought Sunny to Jensburg, she wouldn't have the time to personally look after him, meaning he'd be left with the nanny. It seemed more sensible to leave him in Wiltspoon, surrounded by family and friends. Sunny would probably choose to stay in Wiltspoon for now. What time should we meet tomorrow? Duncan asked, changing the topic. Liberty smiled. Any time during work hours. She paused, then added, let's say 9 in the morning. Saren and Zachary will be here, so they can keep an eye on Sunny. I'll head out, and you can meet me at the entrance to the Civil Affairs Bureau. Duncan shook his head. No, I want to go with you. He didn't want to wait outside, he wanted to walk into the Civil Affairs Bureau together with Liberty. Let's bring Sunny, too. Starting tomorrow, we're a family of three. Tomorrow, Duncan would officially become Sunny's father, even if only as a stepfather. The thought of it filled him with joy. He hadn't expected to become a father to the boy he'd grown so fond of. Liberty considered it, then agreed, all right, let's take Sunny with us. Oh, and after we get married, Sunny will keep his last name. Hank made that a condition during the divorce, and I gave my word. Sunny's last name will remain Brown. Duncan nodded. I understand. No matter how much I love Sunny, I'm not his biological father. Hank still has a place in Sunny's life. He pays child support, and when he has time, he visits Sunny and spends time with him. That's part of being a father. Being his biological dad isn't something you can just step into because you want to. I don't need Sunny to take my last name, he'll always be Hank's son. Liberty gave him a grateful smile. Thank you, Duncan, for understanding. We're about to be husband and wife, no need to thank me. Liberty smiled and stopped pushing the wheelchair. Duncan looked over his shoulder at her, and just then, she leaned in, planting a soft kiss on his cheek. He responded instantly, pulling her into his arms and holding her tightly as he kissed her. When their kiss ended, Duncan spoke in a quiet, heartfelt tone. "Liberty, stay with me tonight." He longed to begin their life together. Though they'd be married by tomorrow, he wished tomorrow could arrive just a little sooner. Liberty's cheeks flushed slightly. Even though she was a mother, Duncan's love brought out a shyness in her she hadn't felt in years. Love feels different when you're cherished so deeply, held carefully, and looked after. It's the kind of love that brings out a gentle warmth. "I should go back tonight," she replied softly. "But tomorrow night, you can stay with me, or I'll stay at your place." "Deal." Duncan grinned. "I'll come to your place tomorrow night. It doesn't matter where I am, as long as I'm with you." Duncan had a home in the same villa community as Liberty. Anywhere Liberty was, that was home for him. Chapter 3875. There wasn't much conversation that night. The next morning, Liberty was still in bed, just starting to wake when she heard the sound of the front gate opening. Audrey's voice drifted in as she spoke to the nanny. "The eldest young lady is here early," the nanny remarked. "Yes," Serenity replied. "My sister's getting her marriage certificate today, and I couldn't sleep once I woke up, so I thought I'd come see her." Serenity was too excited to rest. Her sister was getting married to Duncan today, and the anticipation kept her wide awake. Zachary had tried to coax her back to sleep, but as soon as dawn broke, Serenity had dreamed of her late parents and woke up again, her mind full of thoughts of family. She decided to head over to her parents' house first thing. Zachary, who had just started his New Year break and was looking forward to sleeping in, couldn't resist Serenity's excitement. True to form, he was up and by her side, heading out early to join her. "Miss Hunt hasn't woken up yet," the nanny mentioned. "That's all right, I won't disturb her," Serenity said, her voice soft with affection. She brought plenty with her nutritional supplements, plus wedding gifts she and Zachary had picked out for Liberty. Last night, Liberty had messaged her, letting her know that today was the big day for the marriage certificate. They'd planned to hold the wedding itself in early autumn, after Liberty's baby was born and she was well enough to attend Serenity's wedding. Although Serenity could attend her sister's wedding now, Liberty wanted to wait to ensure Serenity's safety, worried that the crowded event might put her at risk. While Serenity chatted with the nanny, Zachary carried in the gifts and supplies they'd brought along. "Miss Hunt went to Mr. Lewis's for dinner last night," the nanny mentioned. "She told me she took a lot of the supplements the Lewis family sent her to his house. She says they keep sending so much, but she can't possibly use it all up. Now she's just going to laugh when she sees that you brought more." Serenity chuckled. "It's the same with me. I keep telling people I don't need all these supplements, but every time friends or family stop by, they bring more. I can only send some over to my sisters." Now that Serenity was pregnant, she seemed to have more supplements than anything else. Wiltspoon's drugstores and department stores must have been emptied by well-wishers, piling her home high with more supplements than any pharmacy. Strangers would probably think she ran a health food warehouse with the amount she had. "Auntie," Serenity said, "I'd like a light breakfast this morning." Since she'd left home before breakfast, she'd hoped to enjoy her sister's cooking. But knowing today was special for Liberty, she settled for a quiet meal at home instead, planning to head to her aunt's for dinner later. "Of course." The nanny smiled. "I'll get breakfast ready now. Miss Hunt and Sunny will be up soon." She headed to the kitchen, while Zachary stepped out to bring in the last of the packages. Serenity sat on the sofa but felt restless. Within minutes, she stood up, turning to Zachary. "I'm going upstairs to check on Sunny." "I'll come with you," Zachary replied, smiling as they went up the stairs together. Chapter 3876. Sunny's room was next to the guest room, almost as large as the master bedroom Liberty used, though technically designated as a guest room. In reality, though, Only Serenity and Zachary ever stayed in it when visiting her. After a full day of play with Rocco, Sunny had fallen asleep as soon as he got home. Now, he was still deep in a dream, his face relaxed and peaceful. Serenity sat gently on the edge of his bed, watching him with a warm smile. She reached out to stroke his cheek, feeling the soft, smooth skin beneath her fingers. "Kids have the softest skin," she said quietly. "Brother Rocco, come chase me, hee hee," Sunny mumbled in his sleep, laughing as he dreamed of the games he'd played with Rocco. His joy was palpable, even in sleep, as he relived their fun, laughing with every imagined step. "He's still caught up in yesterday's games," Serenity said, chuckling as she looked at Zachary. She leaned over to kiss Sunny's forehead, whispering, "You're a lucky boy, Sunny. You've got two fathers now who love you, and that's double the love. So remember, Auntie just wants you to be happy. Always." Though Sunny was far too deep in sleep to respond, Liberty stood in the doorway, watching the scene with eyes full of gratitude and love. She felt so grateful for her sister's happiness and her coming role as an aunt. Serenity had a loving marriage and a baby on the way, and that filled Liberty's heart with peace. Her own life had come full circle, too. After all she had endured the heartache, betrayal, and years of struggle, she was finally blessed with a new beginning. Duncan, the man she was about to marry, was not only caring and genuine but also deeply committed to her son, treating him as his own. Liberty couldn't help but think that fate had given her another chance, a better one. Duncan was a far better partner than Hank, not because of money but because of his loyalty and devotion. Serenity's voice pulled her back into the moment. "Honey," she said to Zachary, "imagine if we had a son as sweet as Sunny. Wouldn't that be wonderful?" Zachary smiled, his tone soft and reassuring. "I'd love both a son or a daughter. I've told you that 100 times. His patience never wavered, understanding the pressure Serenity felt. He knew she wanted to fulfill his family's hopes for a daughter, but to him, it didn't matter. What mattered was that she felt supported, and he was determined to ease any pressure she felt. "I hope my sister and Duncan have another child someday," Serenity said thoughtfully, "so Sunny has a brother or sister. Being an only child can feel lonely." She chuckled, adding, "Even if we don't have a daughter, maybe my sister and Duncan will." Hearing this, Liberty joined the conversation. "Having another child isn't on my mind right now," she said, smiling gently. "Saren, don't put so much pressure on yourself either. Look at Grandma York and your mother-in-law. They hoped for a daughter for years and learned to let go of that wish." Chapter 3877. "Sis, you're up. Auntie said you were still resting, so I didn't want to wake you," Serenity greeted with a smile as Liberty walked in. Liberty replied softly, "I woke up when you got back. Sunny's still asleep. Want to head downstairs or maybe step outside with me?" "Sis, what time are you meeting Duncan?" Serenity asked, concerned her sister might be running late. Liberty chuckled, "Not till 9, plenty of time." The two sisters left the children's room and went downstairs, with Zachary staying behind in the main house. Once outside, Liberty and Serenity strolled through the villa's yard. Liberty now lived in a villa that originally belonged to Zachary. He had sold it to her at a discount, respecting her wish to buy it rather than accept it as a gift. Though the villa had a yard, it wasn't too spacious, perfect for a casual morning walk. As they walked, Serenity broached a topic close to the Lewis family's heart. "Sis, after you and Duncan get married, have you thought about having another child?" Liberty was quiet for a moment before answering. "I'm about to take over the Farrell family. As the family's matriarch, I'll need to follow some long-standing traditions, at least at first. One of those is passing down the position to a daughter, not a son. Since I only have Sunny, I'd like a daughter someday, someone who can eventually take on that responsibility." Liberty's aunt, Audrey, had advised her that she could gradually modernize the family's customs, but it would be a long process. After all, the Farrell traditions were generations old, and even her cousin Clarissa had tried and struggled to ease the more rigid rules. Still, one thing remained unchanged: the leadership of the family passed to daughters, not sons. Liberty shared Clarissa's outlook. She didn't feel compelled to upend this tradition, especially since none of Clarissa's sons were ready to bear the family's responsibilities. Liberty wasn't sure yet how her own efforts to reform would turn out, but she didn't feel pressured to change the rule of succession anytime soon. That said, I'm not planning on having another child just yet. This year's already full, and next year's shaping up to be just as busy. I may even leave Sunny in Wiltspoon to make things easier, she added with a sigh. Serenity nodded in understanding. Of course, sis. Focus on getting settled first. You're still young, and Duncan won't rush you. He already treats Sunny like his own. As far as he's concerned, Sunny makes him feel complete. Serenity knew the entire Lewis family would be delighted if Liberty and Duncan decided to have a child together, but she wanted her sister to take things at her own pace. Liberty smiled. Duncan's not really interested in having more kids anyway. He always says Sunny is enough for him. Duncan's love for Liberty was sincere, and he valued their family however it came together more than anything. Chapter 3878. If Liberty weren't set to lead the Farrell family, she might have taken her time, maybe years, to decide whether to have a second child. But knowing how much Duncan loved her, she wanted to give him a biological child, someone they could both cherish together. She couldn't just think about herself and Sunny, Duncan deserved to be considered, too. By the way, there's something I'd like to ask for your help with, Liberty said. Sis, you don't have to be so formal. Just tell me what you need, Serenity replied, smiling. After the new year, I'll be heading back to Jensburg. For now, I think it's best to keep Sunny here in Wiltspoon. When things settle down, I'll ask him if he'd like to come live with me there. But if he prefers to stay, I'd be so grateful if you could keep looking after him. I'll be busier than ever, and even with nannies, it won't be the same for him. He'd feel too lonely. No amount of care from a nanny could match the love and attention Sunny got from Serenity, his aunt. Liberty hadn't yet asked Sunny how he felt about moving, but she was pretty sure he'd choose to stay in Wiltspoon at least for this year. If Sunny goes with you, I'll miss him so much. He's grown up with me by his side, he feels like a son to me, Serenity admitted warmly. But if he decides to stay, I'll take care of him, don't worry. Maybe when he's closer to starting school and you're more settled in Jensburg, you can bring him there. You two are family, it'd be hard to be apart forever. Serenity already planned to buy a home in Jensburg, so she'd be nearby. Her vegetable company was even expanding into the area. After her baby was born, she intended to rent some land in the towns around Jensburg, set up a fresh produce market, and grow vegetables and fruit there. Her business could thrive anywhere she wanted. Liberty nodded. Once Duncan and I make it official, I'll see what Sunny wants. Serenity agreed, yes, that sounds good. Then, she asked, has the Brown family been in touch? Hank knows you and Duncan are getting married soon, and I imagine Sunny still wants to see his dad sometimes. Liberty replied, no, Hank hasn't reached out. He promised to stay out of my life except when it concerns Sunny. We've been divorced for 2 years, and he's remarried. Now, he's just Sunny's dad. Beyond that, we're nothing. Their divorce had been too messy for any chance at friendship. In a few days, I'll let Sunny stay at the Browns for a couple of days, then bring him home for New Year's Eve. He's their only grandson, after all, and it's winter break, he should have time with them, Liberty added. Now that work has wound down for the holiday, everything's quieter. Even Hank has slowed down. Letting Sunny visit will give them some extra father-son time. Chapter 3879. Does Brother Duncan have any objections? Serenity asked. No, not at all. He's always respected that Hank is Sonny's biological father, and Sonny's last name will stay Brown. That was part of our divorce agreement, Liberty replied. Since we agreed, it's settled. Sonny will always be part of the Brown family, and changing his last name wouldn't change that. Brother Duncan is really understanding, Serenity remarked. Just then, Liberty's phone rang. She glanced at the screen. It was Mrs. Brown. Liberty whispered to her sister, "Speak of the Browns, and here's my ex-mother-in-law calling." "Liberty, what did you say?" Mrs. Brown's voice crackled through, having caught part of Liberty's murmur. "Nothing, Auntie. I was just talking to my sister," Liberty replied. "Is something on your mind?" Mrs. Brown's voice softened. "Liberty, are you back in town?"
"Yes, I am.
I heard you're back. It's almost the new year, and Sonny's on winter break. We all miss him. Could he stay with us for a few days? You could pick him up on New Year's Eve, or if he could even stay with us for the holiday, well, he's our grandson, after all. It just feels empty celebrating without him when we honor our family traditions." The Browns had planned to return to their hometown for New Year's, but Hank had opted to stay in the city, wanting to avoid contact with his sister, Chelsea. Despite staying behind, the family still planned to uphold their hometown's traditions for the holiday. Liberty considered this for a moment. "Sonny's still asleep, but I'll ask him what he thinks when he wakes up. I do have plans to take him to my aunt's tonight, though, so I can't drop him off today. How about tomorrow? I'll bring him to your community gate, and Hank can pick him up there." Mrs. Brown responded gratefully, "Thank you, Liberty. It means a lot to us that Sonny's coming back, even if just for a few days." "Of course, Auntie. Sonny's part of your family, and going to his dad's house isn't out of the ordinary. When Hank and I divorced, we agreed to co-parent him. Hank has every right to see his son." Even in Sonny's presence, Liberty had never spoken poorly about Hank, wanting to preserve his father's image in Sonny's mind. As Sonny grew, he'd form his own opinions, and Liberty preferred to let him decide on his own. "You're a good woman, Liberty," Mrs. Brown said with a tinge of regret and sadness in her voice. She knew how much her family had failed Liberty, and how they had once turned their backs on her and Sonny. Liberty had even been injured protecting Sonny when Jessica had tried to harm him, an act Mrs. Brown still regretted deeply. It was too late to undo what had been done. "I heard from Sonny that you and Duncan are getting married. Do you know when?" Mrs. Brown asked, trying to keep her tone steady. Liberty replied calmly, "We're actually heading to the Civil Affairs Bureau today to make it official." Chapter 3880. Mrs. Brown was quiet on the other end of the line for a long moment. Finally, she said, "Oh, today? Well, congratulations, Liberty. I hope you and Duncan have a lifetime of happiness together." "Thank you," Liberty replied simply. There was so much Mrs. Brown had wanted to say, but now, hearing that Liberty and Duncan were getting their marriage certificate that very day, the words felt pointless. With little else to add, Mrs. Brown ended the call. As soon as she hung up, Mr. Brown, who had been sitting beside her, leaned in. "So, did Liberty agree to let Sonny stay for a few days?" Mrs. Brown, lost in thought, didn't answer immediately. Just then, the master bedroom door opened, and Hank shuffled out in his pajamas. Noticing his parents on the sofa, he yawned. "Morning, Mom. What's for breakfast?" Mrs. Brown shook herself out of her daze. "Noodles, but they're not ready yet. I'll start cooking soon." She glanced at him. "Aren't you driving today?"
"Nah," Hank said, stretching.
"It's the New Year holiday, hardly anyone's taking taxis. I figured I'd just relax for a few days. Besides, we've already done all the New Year shopping, haven't we?" Mrs. Brown nodded. "There's only three of us, so we didn't need much. Your dad and I bought couplets." "Oh,
and Sunny might be coming over tomorrow to stay for a couple of days. Be sure to spend some time with him. Hank noticed his mother's phone and figured she'd called Liberty. Sunny has to actually want to come back, though. Don't make Liberty push him into it. Liberty wouldn't do that. She always lets Sunny make his own choices. She and Serenity have raised him so well, Mrs. Brown replied with a touch of admiration. If only Lucas turned out like Sunny. Hank chuckled. Mom, Lucas is spoiled because of you. Liberty keeps Sunny grounded. Mom, I haven't had a good morning to sleep in for ages. I'm heading back to bed. Call me when breakfast is ready. Hank was just about to head back to his room when his mother called after him, Hank. He turned, waiting to hear what she wanted to say. Liberty's getting her marriage certificate with Duncan today, Mrs. Brown told him. Hank shrugged. That's her business. Did you congratulate her? I did, Mrs. Brown said with a sigh. Good. Duncan's a good guy, she'll be happy with him. He treats Sunny like his own, so we can rest easy knowing Sunny will have a solid home with them, Hank said. Duncan can offer Sunny a better life than what he'd have with us. He paused, then added, since Sunny's coming over tomorrow, I'll stop by to see Jessica later, bring her a few things. It was his way of reminding his parents that things had changed. He and Liberty were long in the past. Jessica, despite everything, was his current wife, and Liberty was moving on to become Mrs. Lewis. They were only connected through Sunny now. Why are you still visiting her? Her own family doesn't even bother, Mrs. Brown snapped, clearly irritated at the mention of Jessica. She nearly ruined you, Hank. And yet you refused to divorce her and even forgave her. If you'd just gone through with it, she might be facing a longer sentence now. Instead, here we are. She shook her head, exasperated. Sometimes, I don't know what to do with you.